always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and we are getting this thing cracking on Yada the King Radio. I am ecstatic. I brought a whole nother word, man. Ecstatic to get it in with a young brother, man, that I've just been chopping it up with him, and he's been talking about this big move that he's about to make. And it had nothing to do with music, you know what I'm saying? And he was actually like, man, do you still want to interview me? And I was like, man, of course I want to get you on the show, because I believe that it's bigger than Christian hip-hop. It's bigger than music. It's all about the kingdom of God, man, and doing what God has called us to do. So when he was like, yo, can you still want to interview me? I said, of course, man. And this big move that he's about to do, he's going to talk about it later. You guys do not want to miss this show. And it might make you think about some of the things that you're doing to make sure that you are in line with the kingdom and in line with what God has for you, man. I got a little cold, so my voice is kind of crazy. My computer's been tripping on me. But hey, man, regardless, the show must go on, man. And today's interview is going to be with Sean DeMars. He's going to be with me in just a hot second, man. We actually been chopping it up, getting ready for this thing. And I had a couple topics in mind, but as his album is called Chaos and Pain, I said, hey, man, let's talk about hard times and how we can get through these hard times. Man, if you haven't heard his album, you definitely want to pick it up, man. It's got a lot of thought-provoking things on there, a lot of things that's going to make you think, I guess is a better way for me to say that. It's going to make you think about your life, think about different things that's going on, man, and think about God, man, and how he's going to help you get through all the different things that you're going to go through. And that's really what's up, man. And yo, Yada the King Radio still pushing, still going on strong in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, man. And we're excited for everything that he's doing. I got some new music, baby. You know I gotta keep that music pumping. And I'm actually listening to a lot of songs that people submitted, and I'm pumped about them, because they got some nice stuff, man. Like I said, man, every now and then, you know, I get some gems in with all the other music that comes in. But let me go ahead and play this song, man. DJ Kingdom 7, his artist right here, Michelle. I'm just going to call her Michelle P, featuring K-Drama on this song called Watching Over. You know what I'm saying? Because God is definitely watching over us. And don't forget that, man. No matter what you're going through, he's watching, man. And he's going to protect. He got his eye on the sparrow, and he's going to protect you, too. Let's go. Yada the King. Pop music right here.
Ha. Michelle Paulino. And K-Drama.
Hey!
My life ever gon' pass. It's a test and I feel like the only student in the class. This is a test of my patience. I'm patiently waiting, although I'm debating if this makes sense. My flesh is sinful, got me looking out my windows, thinking why I'm in limbo. I can't walk my faith, but I gotta walk my faith despite I can't see. I have to perceive and I have to believe that God is watching over me.
Watching.
how I'm writing this letter with my own hand. Inspired by the Spirit, saved by grace as the Lord planned. Ford knew what he do through this poor man. My sins sent nails straight through the Lord's hands. In his feet, I'm the least of his chosen clan. From the womb, there's no room to be boasting, fam. Was dead like batteries that won't let your car start. Christ is the Lord over all, like some car parts. Forgetting all spark, Christ can transform you. It's so true, that's why I spit it frank like a ballpark. My heart is wicked like skateboard tricks, but go and read Galatians 6, it'll make more sense. Cause I can't boast in myself, no. Nah, because Christ wrote the check for the debt that I owe. So wretched and cold, I'm blessed just to know him, pressed towards the goal. Oh, I can't boast in myself, no. Nah, because Christ wrote the check for the debt that I owe. So wretched and cold, I'm blessed just to know him, pressed towards the goal. If perfection's what you want to attain, because my soul's blue in the middle, kinda like it's a flame. All cold in the frame, still I hold to the name Jesus. He's just take the blows for my shame. It was the unction of the Spirit that provoked me to change. He knew I trust him by his grace when he was forming my frame. My stains were with me from the womb, but don't hand me pity, cause as a sinner I was the chief like Kansas City. Missy couldn't stop the rain from falling, neither could I would've drowned within my pain, but my Redeemer was nigh. Inside I was trapped in high waters like short slacks, cause the taste of sin is very addictive like porch pets. Without the menthol, sin is why men fall. It's not just what we do, it's who we are, fam, we've been flawed. Arm in all, how he paid for my debt with his blood, this is love, I'm amazed at his death. Yet, oh, I can't boast in myself, no. Nah, because Christ wrote the check for the debt that I owe. So wretched and cold, I'm blessed just to know him, pressed towards the goal. Oh, I can't boast in myself, no. Nah, because Christ wrote the check for the debt that I owe. So wretched and cold, I'm blessed just to know him, pressed towards the goal.
VelvetMusic.com.
What's good, y'all? This your dude, Velvet. Get the new EP, Dream Big, featuring Inez Carter.
Keep dreaming on, dreamer, keep dreaming on.
Tracks like Money Don't Save, featuring William Dill. Online at VelvetMusic.com. VelvetMusic.com. Download this EP right now. Dream big, y'all. Deuces.
We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
Mr. Johnson, there's an angel here to see you.
An angel?
Wings, halo, glowing. It's really cool.
Send him in.
Hi, I'm the Angel Floyd.
Okay, can I help you?
Yeah, I just need to finish this checklist.
All right.
Let's see. You do have identification on you, right?
Sure.
Oh, good. No need for dental records. Does your wife know where you keep the checkbook?
No, I take care of the bills.
Okay. Is the number of your life insurance company known to your family?
I don't even know the number. What is this about?
Just one more question. Have you considered where you will spend eternity?
Not really.
Oh, you may want to do that. And may I suggest you call your wife and let her know where you keep the checkbook?
I'll tell her when I get home.
It would be better if you could do that in the next 53 minutes.
No man knows his time. If you were to die today, would you be ready to meet God? Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
All right, that was Oracle. Song was called Can't Boast, And I can't boast in myself, man, because I'm nothing. But with God, I could be all that I need to be, man. And we got Sean DeMars right now kicking it with us, man. And, bro, we would love to hear how you came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, man.
Yeah. it was on a dark road, man. Yo, I'm about to get real poetic on y'all.
It's all good.
It was on a dark road in the middle of the night. I had been living a crazy life, man. You know, I was raised in sin. Grew up in a single mother household, L.A. Typical inner city, fatherless child. My mom used to abuse me in every way. I was old enough to stop it, and then when I realized I had a little bit of power, a little bit of control, started doing things like, you know, getting involved with gang violence, doing drugs, selling drugs, robbing people, a couple different things. Between 14 and 18, I spent most of that time in different institutions, whether it was a crazy house or I spent a year in lockup, 15 to 16. Went to boot camps, all these different things, all these different institutions to try to fix me. When I was 18, I robbed my girlfriend's dad for some pistols and a shotgun. I was about to be 20 years in prison.
Wow.
I got an opportunity to go to this rehab facility where they said that if I completed it, then since I was a first-time adult offender, they wouldn't, you know, bring any charges against me. And while I was there, a couple hours after a suicide attempt, I ran away. I was on a dark road, and I just fell on my face, and I said, you know, God, I don't know if you're there, because I never really believed in God. I don't know if you exist, but if you are, like, I just can't do this anymore. You know, I need help.
Yeah.
And I woke up the next morning, and I was never the same again. You know, all I knew was that I just loved Jesus. I didn't really know who Jesus was. I just wanted to tell everybody about him, and I began to hate sin and love good and love God and became hungry for his word. I wanted to understand whatever this crazy stuff was in the Bible, and it's never been the same since.
Wow, man. I think that's, you know, people come to God through different instances, man. But let me ask you this, man, with that story, was there anybody... You, as you said, you grew up, you didn't know God, you didn't even believe God existed. Was there anybody that was planting seeds in your life that was like, man, hey, I want to tell you about Jesus? Or how did that happen with you, man?
Yeah, man. My mom says she believed in God, but, you know, she was a dope head my whole life.
Wow.
And my grandma was a dope head. She said she believed in God, too. She was Catholic. And she didn't really, she just called herself Catholic. Nobody in my family is Christian. Nobody in my family is even really a theist. Half my family's dead now. I didn't really have anybody. I had never even gone to church besides, like, for a christening, you know, when I was a baby. I'd never been to a church.
Yeah.
When I got to Alabama, some weird kid invited me to... this youth group, and I was like, what is that? And when he described it to me, I was like, do you want me to stand in the dark and listen to some guy talk to me about God?
Yeah.
And he told me there would be...
Can I keep it real?
You know, I think that through my time of being in the South, the Bible Belt, for all of it, I think maybe there were some times when seeds being planted when I would go to different churches for different places, you know, to open a church. You know, go there, try to pick up girls.
Wow.
And I think I really had a seed planted in me when I went to rehab. The last time I went to rehab, there was a Baptist preacher there who I think shared the gospel with me. And I think that's the seed that night on the road, God really, gave growth to.
Okay. No, that's what's up, man. Because just for all those out there listening, man, God is always planting seeds through somebody, man. And even if we're listening, we need to make sure we're continuing to plant seeds in the different people's lives, man, so that they can come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We never know where they will give their life to God, but it's not a matter of where or when. It's just a matter of, are we telling them Sean, man, talk to me about your relationship with Christ today, man. How it has changed, how God has just really filled you with joy and everything like that, bro.
Yeah. So I think the relationship I have with God today, man, is so joyous because of how bad it was at one time when I first got saved. You know, the first person who ever took me in and loved me and, you know, tried to help me understand the Bible and stuff like that, you know, taught a horrible, horrible theology to me. And I got married. I taught that to my wife. And it was just a real hard time, man. I mean, there's a lot of sweet times because the Lord was faithful in that. And He was faithful to bring me out of it. But, you know, it was horrible, man, and it almost killed me. And literally, one time I was so sick I was about to die, and I refused to go to the hospital because somebody told me that if I went to a doctor, I didn't have faith in God.
Wow.
You know, I wasn't putting my faith in Him, and I was going to be damned. Literally, I'll be damned if I'm not going to put my faith in God. So,
right.
And so, yeah, so it was murder, man. And then God, kind of with a second wind, broke me, and He showed me the truth of His gospel, that the work of Christ on the cross, man, isn't about me, it's about Him. And I don't know why He saved me, but it wasn't having to do with any good in me. And He didn't do it so that I could be rich and healthy. Now, He may bless me with it, He may not, but then He began to just show me more of His grace and how I didn't earn it, and about how He loved me when I hated Him. And He really just began to open up the gospel for me in the scriptures and air it out. And man, everything just became so sweet after that. And now I have so much joy in Christ, but at the same time, man, like, I can't front, like, and I struggle. The Chaos and Pain is a dark album.
Yeah.
Most people who talk would never guess. Man, I struggle with a lot of depression. I'm a very emotional person. And when I see hurt in the world, it hurts me. And sometimes, man, I just get tired. You know, I get tired of being here. I get tired of fighting sin. I get tired of messing up. I get tired of seeing the sin in the world, sin in the church. And I just long to be at home with Jesus, man, you know? So
yeah.
it's kind of like what Paul says, you know, suffering yet always rejoicing, you know? It's just a mixed bag, man.
No, that's what's up, man. We're going to go to your first song that you sent in to us, man, called Eternal Pain. Talk to us about this track right here, bro.
Yeah, so Eternal Pain was me sitting down, thinking about chaos and pain, and a lot of what I talked about is like earthly pain that other people are going through, pain that I'm going through, but I never really talked about pain that, you know, the worst possible kind of pain, the kind that never ends and is the direct, like, experience of God Himself. Like, it's like you are in the full presence of God and His wrath, and it petrifies me, you know, it takes my breath away, and it's what makes the good news so good, that we've been saved from it. And so I just did my best, man, to sit down and say what I think the Bible says. I wrote it with an open Bible. This is what I think God says about eternal pain, you know, and namely that, you know, Psalms 5:5, He loves us, but at the same time, He also hates us, and that we're in opposition to Him, and that we're born in sin, and His wrath is set against us, and without Christ, there's no way we can save ourselves.
Right.
And that's what we're headed for. And, you know, my prayer, man, was that, Christian or not, that would grip people, you know?
No, that's what's up, man. So we're going to go ahead and play this joint, Eternal Pain, by Sean DeMars on Yada the King Radio. Let's check this out, man. This is an emotional album, emotional music. Check it out, y'all.
I'm not lying. Believe me. Believe me in Christ. I mean what I say.
Yeah. Before time began, I had a plan to save you. I love you, and I hate you. I know that you don't understand. With the sinful mind of a fallen man, my thoughts are high towers and I'm overpowering the land. All power's in my hand, with the flick of a wrist I inflict the chaos. You a man, I am Thayer, the judge of the universe. I won't be coerced with a payoff. My righteousness just is, it's never had a day off. I'm not on overtime, I'm all over time. Without me there is no time. And my divine mind is like a rope line, and it holds up the galaxy. The fact that you think you exist without me is proof that you live within a fallacy.
The nails in my feet, the pain in my hands is incomparable to the pain of God's wrath against man. It's all good now, but it's not about to be. Your life is a mist, and as soon as you don't exist, I will inflict the wrath that wasn't poured down on Calvary.
I say this cause I love you, I hope that you're afraid. You know that I love you, the evidence is plain. I mean, hey, I could've killed you today. And every second that you're not in hell is a sign of my grace. Every second that you don't die, you multiply the pain of denying the name of Christ who was slain. For a sinner like you, your life is in my hands. You don't know what I might do. But I hope that you know that I love men, no broke back. And I long for you to come to me. I'ma run to you, so son, run to me. If not, hate is what it's gonna be.
You can't prove your grief. Tears? No. Tears can flow just like that for all kinds of carnal reasons. Trembling voice over somebody? You can manufacture that. There is no outward thing I could do to prove to you that I feel grief and longing over a lost person. All I can do is say, before God, I mean it. Because God is sovereign to save, I will pray with hope for sinners to be saved. Because Christ prayed for those who are crucifying him, I will pray for those who crucify him today, fresh in their unbelief.
Fight me, creator slash enemy. Inwardly, there exists nothing but divinity, ruined by sin, and the result is enmity. And now in this hour, there is no power to get with me. But pay attention, I've got some good news. I made a way for me to atone for you. I did what only a God man can do. I sent my son in the image of you, a king and a prophet descending the Jews. When he was tempted, he did not descend to the foolish pride that led Adam to nibble the fruit. He's Adam number two, perfect life is a proof, and I made atonement for you. I'm talking gangbangers, drug dealers, and prostitutes. Yeah, those who were living it, hypocrites too. There is no sin that I cannot remove. But don't be fooled, when you die, my wrath is waiting for you.
Because I have grief and anguish in my heart, I will pray. I pray, oh God, for all of our children and for all of our brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews and mothers and fathers. I pray, oh God, that you may perhaps grant them repentance.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like this, like that. But you know what?
It don't matter what I feel like.
Feelings come, yeah, and feelings go,
yeah.
That's the roller coaster, but don't even go.
Stand on that word that don't change if we try to grow.
Don't even go, don't even go.
Alone, staring at the ceiling, trying to figure out what a new world I am feeling. I know I ain't mad, but I know I ain't rejoicing. Somewhere off in limbo, this is like a subtle poison. Eating out my conscience, tripping on some nonsense. Feeling overdrawn and searching for a deposit. Texting instead of reading, I could be interceding for the brothers out in Egypt or the couples out of Eden. And it's some heavy breathing when you were in a hurry at the intersection, like the shade of Michael Jordan's jersey. I'm wishing it would hurry, hurry and go, Larry Bird. Feet on the cast, flying off like a canary bird. The cycle cannot be recycled. If you've seen an uppercase I, then you've seen a typo. Put a dot on that letter, just edit out the rifle. I know you're feeling low, I'm just saying be mindful of that.
Feelings come and feelings go, that's the roller coaster, but don't even go.
Stand on that word that don't change if we try to grow.
Don't even go, don't even go. Feelings come and feelings go, that's the roller coaster, but don't even go.
even go. Don't go. Stand on that word that don't go. Change. We try to grow. Don't even go.
Listen. Yeah. I am but a speck, a grain of sand blown in the wind you can't catch. Yeah, whizzing through your hands, only God can intercept. And thank you for your opinions, only God can interject. Yeah, I know that he can, just don't know if he will. See, I'm a peaceful man, but the time I wanna kill. And I am on fire, but sometimes I wanna chill. Some telling me to run, some telling me be still. That's kinda confusing and the feelings are congruent. So I'm looking at these blue skies, searching for blueprint. The funds are not conducive, so questions are intrusive. Sifting through the smell, and these bills are a nuisance. Nah, option but crying out. Yeah, this is not a game, there are no timeouts. So, looking for my helpmate, so I guess I'll find out. But if lust is logged in, then I guess I'll sign out. Though, I am all alone, that is just a feeling, cause the king that's on the throne. He is near, not far, he is here on guard. And I'ma crash if I let these feelings drive the car. Cause, yeah,
feelings come and feelings go. That's the roller coaster, but don't even go.
Stand on that word that don't change. We try to grow.
Don't even go. Feelings come and feelings go. That's the roller coaster, but don't even go.
Stand on that word that don't change. We try to grow.
Don't even go. Truth is,
here to be okay.
Truth is,
the Lord will make a way.
Truth is,
sin ain't gotta win. Walk in the spirit and just trust in him.
Truth is,
yeah, the problem's so small to a great mighty God that sits so tall. Yeah,
the truth is,
you are made in his image to a great mighty God that has no limits.
Yeah, the truth is,
pain endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning at the sunlight.
And the truth is,
everything gon' stay the same, and one day the whole world will bow before his name.
Feelings come and feelings go. That's the roller coaster, but don't even go.
Stand on that word that don't change. We try to grow.
Don't even go. Feelings come,
they come,
and feelings go.
But they
that's
go.
That's the roller coaster, but don't even go.
Stand on that word that don't change. We try to grow.
Don't even go.
Change. Yeah. Distinguish feelings from truth. Don't go down that roller coaster, man. Reflect.
Yeah, right there, that's the homie Reflect. Stand on that. Another cat, man, that's gonna make y'all think. Not just rap, not just get you pumped, but make you think about what's going on in your life, man. That's really what's up. Sean DeMars, man, let's talk about how you got involved in spitting bars, man. What? When did you know that you had this gift, bro?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you great. Okay. All right,
cool. Yeah, man. So when I was 15, I got locked up. I grew up around the hip hop culture, man. So of course, everybody who does tries to rap a little bit.
Right.
When I was 15, I got locked up and started reading a lot of Edgar Allan Poe, but that's what was assigned to me. And The Raven, like, yo, that blew my mind, man. I was like, yo, this poetry is ridiculous.
And yeah.
So I tried to imitate it, you know, like what kids do. And then I started writing poetry of my own. And there was actually a kid there, man, who was there for some very crazy stuff, man. He did a lot of bad stuff to his sister. But he was, to this day, probably the best MC I've ever heard. He was this white dude out of New Jersey.
Wow.
And he would spit stuff to me that, like, would just floor me, man. I just wanted so bad to be able to spit like him. So I started to write stuff, man. Horrible delivery, couldn't really, didn't know what I was doing, like most people when they first try. And so I just kept on trying after that, man. And then when I got out of lockup, you know, I started wilding out again and really, 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 really started heavily getting involved with that life, you know what I'm saying? Which made me feel more empowered to be able to rap, you know, because I felt like I could talk about selling dope and doing dope and shooting at people and fighting and all this other stuff. I felt like I could talk about it because, I mean, I actually lived it, you know. And I don't know. I don't know if I was good or not. I never really made an album, just, you know, get blunted and rap.
Yeah.
And then, you know, man, as far as Gift goes, man, like, and I'm not to sound emo, but I mean, I really don't even know still to this day, man. Like, I'm my own worst critic. It's hard for me to listen to my own music,
yeah,
you know? You know, with the album, I haven't even gotten any kind of, you know, not that I'm looking for it, I just haven't gotten any kind of critical acclaim, you know, and like nobody's like really, really picked me up on it. It hasn't caused a commotion. And I've often asked myself, you know, am I one of those guys who shouldn't be rapping? You know, I even sat down with Show Baraka. I sat down with him when we were in Atlanta, you know, and I spit him some bars, you know, and I was like, man, I just want you to be honest with me because I don't want to waste my time and I don't want to waste my money and I don't want to make God look bad through ugly art. You know, I was like, man, do you think I should even keep on rapping? And you know, he said that he thought I should. So,
yeah.
So I thought that was, you know, maybe a little bit encouraging. But I, to this day, man, like, I still don't know. Like, I don't think I'm the best rapper. I don't think that I'm going to change the game. All I know, man, is that I've tried to stop a couple times and I just kind of can't. And the Lord kind of, even in the middle of making the album, I tried to stop, but the Lord just kept on making ways and making things happen, which seemed like almost against my will. And and I just have a lot of passion. And man, I'm just thankful that whether or not I'm the best, or you know, whether I'm even good, man, like, I had the ability to communicate that over music. And hopefully, man, you know, the passion for God is enough to maybe make up for some of the ways that I'm deficient as an artist. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, let me ask you this, man. You told me this is your first and last album, man. Does this have to do anything with what you're talking about, or just the direction that you're going in, man? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I mean, well, primarily it's my last album, man, because I'm going to Peru, you know, and we're moving down there, and Lord willing, you know, we're not coming back. So, you know, it was nice while I had the money to be able to make it happen, and I had the little bit of support that I had and studio and all that, but I'm moving on to the next chapter of my life, man. That next chapter doesn't involve hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know, would I like to knock out another project before I go in 6 months? Yeah, but am I going to spend the money on it and spend the time on it? Nah, and I won't do anything when I get down there. But what I have been doing is I have just been making a lot of, you know, like mixtape tracks. I've been rapping a lot and recording it, and, you know, it's kind of nice, man, you know, with knowing that I can just let it all out, and even though nobody's going to hear it. So I got about 8 or 10 songs that right now I can put out as a mixtape. I probably won't, man, because it still costs money to do that, so.
Yeah. Nah, and I was just asking because, you know, different people would do different things for different reasons, man, and as we see what you're doing, as you're coming out with the album, your album really was kind of like a testimonial, just about the way that you see life, in my opinion. Can you talk to the people about the song Chaos and, or the whole album Chaos and Pain?
I sat down to write, and that's what came out. I know it's not really sweet, man. Writing from anything, man. I wish it was deeper. I wish it was like I could say it, you know, my way to people or evangelize me, man. Writing is just a way to make the voices in my head stop, kind of. So, and, you know, on an everyday basis, I don't get to talk about, sex slavery, you know?
Right.
And I don't get to talk about things that really hurt a lot to think about, you know, like the fact that my wife was, you know, molested by her stepfather, or the fact that people are going to hell forever,
yeah,
or the fact that I struggle with depression. Those aren't things that you talk about a whole lot, but when I make music, I can sit down and I can let it out, and hopefully I can do so in such a way that I'll have an impact on somebody else's life, and God will get much glory from it. So, like, you know, the initial song, Chaos and Pain, just painting a picture of the world, you know, I mean, because of Adam's sin, sin entered the world and everything was thrown into disarray. Humanity became depraved, the creation became cursed, and nothing is the way it should be. And the whole album is kind of talking about different shades of gray, different kinds of chaos, different kinds of pain that we see and experience in this life, and ultimately pointing back to how Christ is ultimately not will, but already has fixed the problem. He's conquered death. He has he's got the victory. And although it's already, but it's not yet. And one day we can be hopeful and look forward to the fact that every tear will be wiped away, and there will be no more chaos. There'll be no more pain. The lion will lay with the lamb. Everything will be made good again.
Yeah. No, that's good stuff, man. And definitely, y'all, check this album out. We're gonna go to another song from you called Persecution and Pain. Persecution and Pain. You got somebody featured on this album, song as well. Talk to me about this track, bro.
Yeah, the dude featured on it is God's Servant. He's the dude, he was on Shylin Stories, and he was just recently on The Attributes of God. He murdered his verse on that track.
Yeah, dude's night. Nice.
He even renegated me on my own track, yo. But I think, you know what, man? I should have put that dude, man. I should have put him in my top five. Yo, top six.
Top six,
God's Servant, man. Brian Davis, man. He works for Lamp Mode, and he records. He's got a really dope album out that really nobody paid any attention to, because he kind of doesn't do things the way everybody else does them. But he's one of my favorite MCs, man. And this track I felt like it had him all over it. He killed the hook. And it basically just talks about the fact that persecution is something that we're promised. Promise is something that's been promised to us, and so I'm just in the track trying to remind you. One of the lines in the song is, "Listen, Christian, pay attention. I'm about to spit you something real. You don't want to miss it. You know, all the pain, every instant is a result of God's sovereign intention. So pick that cross up, put it on your back, and hit laps with it like you run in track." Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of like God's promised it. He's lorded. He's the Lord over it. He's sovereignly directing it. So pick that cross up. You know what I'm saying? Run with it and know that one day you'll receive your reward, you know?
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. So we're gonna go ahead and check this song out, Persecution and Pain, featuring God's Servant on Yada the King Radio. From the homie Sean DeMars. Don't y'all go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Now, yeah. If they call the master of the house Beelzebub, then what you think they gonna call you, huh? Liar, demon, thief, heathen, fake Pharisee, accuse you of blaspheming. They hated Jesus, they gonna hate us. Cup of suffering, lift your plates up. Identify with him, lift your face up. Towards heaven like Stephen, get your faith up. Orange soda crushed, they won't break us. And they can murder us, and they can rape us. But we will be asleep until he wakes us. And he protects the sheep until he takes us. Acts 9:16, it shapes us. You see the shape up.
They hated you, but it's only because of me. Yeah, they hated you, but it's only because of me. The slave is greater than his master. So after they hate you, just remember they hated me. Yeah, they hated you, but it's only because of me. Yeah,
the hate in you, but it's only because of me. No slayer is greater than his master. So after they hate ya, just remember they hated me.
Listen, Christian, pay attention. I'm about to spit you something real. You don't wanna miss it. All the pain in every instant is a result of God's sovereign intentions. Pick the cross up, put it on your back. Hit laps with it like you on the track. Cry out to Christ, he will holler back. Food and clothing on your back, you will never lack. So when they mock and laugh, you can smile back. And when they slap your cheek and stab you in the back, you can meditate on Romans 8:28. Realize that you are recipients of grace, and you will not retaliate in hate and bring the name of Christ under disgrace. This faith is a faith of pain. This faith is a faith of pain.
They're hating you, yeah. They're hating you, but it's only because of me. Yeah, they're hating you, but it's only because of me. No slave is greater than his master. So after they hate ya, just remember they hated me. Yeah, they're hating you, but it's only because of me. Yeah, they're hating you, but it's only because of me. No slave is greater than his master. So after they hate ya, just remember they hated me.
What's this? I'm feeling they throw stones to crush us. Hush us. Historically, foes rose to touch us. Broke bones and crutches. Choke throats and muskets. Blown domes and dust for this dope hope and trusted gospel. Display in a hostile day and age where they not slowing to pray or exalt God in his ways. But we got hope, a message that God spoke. A people that God chose. People we are, Joe, but not cause our eye closed. A people with wise souls. Plus we're a squad who knows the God of the cosmos. So now I'm obliged, yo. There's orders to follow. We beg and repent before they die and they eyes closed. There's something that I know, cause Jesus has said, if they hated the master, they gonna hate who he sends. And though we aim to be friends, more so we aim to be light. So love or hate us, we proclaim the excellencies of Christ. Let's get it going,
they
y'all.
Hate you, yeah. They're hating you, but it's only because of me. Yeah, they're hating you, but it's only because of me. No slave is greater than his master. So after they hate ya, just remember they hated me. Yeah, they're hating you, but it's only because of me. Yeah, they're hating you, but it's only because of me. No slave is greater than his master. So after they hate ya, just remember they hated me.
I can't help it, I'm addicted. Ever since you saved me from my affliction, over my whole life you have jurisdiction. Far from prediction, you're omniscient. You knew I would trust in the crucifixion, cause you chose me from the beginning to be adopted as your son, all for the praise of the glory of your grace. Even though I lived as a smack in the face, a worthless creation that you still created and saved. Now I'm in love with the things that you say, and I can't go a day without thinking about your name. You slowed me down like this beat. I was in the fast lane, headed for a tree. Wasn't focused on you, I was addicted to the streets. Then your hands of grace came and found me, and
you make me wanna rock out. Go hard until the neighbors call the cops out. I'm addicted and I don't wanna cop out. I'ma run this race until the clock's out. I swear I'm addicted. I promise I'm addicted. And I don't wanna cop out. You're my addiction, you're my addiction.
I'm addicted, and it's not hard to see that. Your love's like drugs, the way that I need that. My flesh wanna rehab, but the spirit keeps pulling me towards a relapse. Now that I see that, I'm safe with him. Cause you saved a wretched homo sapien. You take us out of the grave we're in. No longer a slave to sin. You took us out the world like aliens. Then hooked us all together like safety pins. Being locked in a chain, hanging on the end of a complete link. You got my whole house cleaner than a neat freak. My body is a temple. If you ever need me, then you can have me, but you already have me. Back in the day, Lord, you could've smashed me, but you grabbed me.
You make me wanna rock out. Go hard until the neighbors call the cops out. I'm addicted and I don't wanna cop out. I'ma run this race until the clock's out. I swear I'm addicted. I promise I'm addicted. And I don't wanna cop out. You're my addiction. You're my addiction.
I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted. addicted to you.
You make me wanna rock out.
I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you.
So the neighbors call it addiction. You make me wanna rock out.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada.King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
That song right there is Sauce Remix. Song is called Addicted to God. Man, I love that joint. I always got to, you know what I'm saying? We always got to get back to that, man, because that's really what it's all about. And today's topic, man, we're going to talk about hard times with the homie Sean DeMars. Now, a lot of people have went through hard times in their life. Some people will blame God for their hard times. They'll be upset that it has happened in their life. But let me ask you, man, what do you think about hard times in our walk with God, man? What do you think? It's especially even as a, or a, well, let's do this. Before even coming to Christ, what do you think about hard times in life in general?
Yeah, can I keep it real?
That's a broad question, man. I think they suck.
That's right.
I think they are the result of sin, and sometimes it's a result of other people's sin, sometimes it's a result of our own sin, and yeah, so that's what I think about hard times in life.
Yeah, and I know that was a broad question, but with let's say somebody that's dealing with hard times right now, they might not even know God. What would you tell them to help them continue in this fight that they're living, man?
Yeah. Yeah, man, not trying to be difficult. It just, these are kind of broad questions. And like, so I kind of have a heart for counseling.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, it would be super dependent upon. So, for example, I'm witnessing to an unsaved guy at my work, and I've been building with him and getting to know him, and one of his biggest problems that he's having is, you know, his inability to stop cheating on his girl, you know?
Yeah.
So the advice that I give to him isn't going to be the same advice that I give to somebody who has anger problems, or somebody who is a Christian and is self-righteous, you know. But ultimately, all advice, if it has to, if it's going to have any impact at all, has to point back to Christ being the solution, you know, even if it comes off as cliche and gets repetitive.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I know that you dealt with some hard times in your life. What was some advice that was given to you, if you can remember just a few occasions or a few different things people spoke to you that actually helped you get through these hard times? I know I'm not going to say that somebody said something to you and you magically just made it through all your hard times. But what was some advice that people gave to you that strengthened you in the midst of these things?
Good question. Yeah, I don't. I mean, yeah, this is gonna sound bad, but I honestly don't remember anything. I mean, there's a lot of cliche stuff, you know, like "this too shall pass" or "time heals all wounds." But yeah. Time doesn't heal anything. In fact, it makes a lot of things worse. Mm. You just don't really realize it. I mean, to be honest with you, man, going back to Romans 8:28-31 is. That is a huge, huge, huge. Even as a Christian, I mean, I've been saved for, I've been saved for like 7 years now, and I'm just sad that I didn't know that, fully understand that truth of those scriptures earlier, because I wish I would have been able to meditate on those during hard times. And sometimes, man, sayings aren't even enough. Like, you know, man, I know that now, but when I'm in that pit of struggling or feeling depressed or feeling unloved or uncared for or misunderstood, sometimes even the stuff that I know to be true doesn't really seem like it's really hitting home, you know? So, right. Yeah, man.
So do you think that in today's Christianity... and this is just your opinion. Do you feel like a lot of people avoid hard times, avoid speaking about the tough things that happen in people's lives, and just give them the, oh yeah, everything's going to be all right speech? Do you feel like that happens a lot in Christianity, or do you feel like we're doing a great job at addressing people during these hard times that they're facing?
I mean, I think it depends on how we define Christianity. I'm sure there's a lot of people that would call themselves Christians that don't really handle hard times very well. I think there are some genuine Christians, very sincere Christians, who maybe don't have the tools to handle Christians very. I mean, to handle hard times and pain and suffering, they don't have, you know, the tools to handle it very well, or to. And they're just sincerely and honestly trying to do the best that they can to help, you know. And I've been one of those people before, and maybe I still am now. And then I think there's some people who have lived a full life, and God has been gracious to them and given them a good understanding of the scriptures and what they have to say about hard times and suffering. And he's given them a great ability to communicate it in an effective way. And so they do a good job in helping people with that, you know?
No, it definitely depends on their understanding of the scriptures and things like that. With hard times, though, man, because I don't want people to think as we're doing this interview that hard times is something that... Definitely hard times is going to come, but... With God, we have the peace to help us through these hard times. We have the ability to get through these hard times. What are some key things? You did say the scripture in Romans 8, chapter 8, verses 28 through 31. But even with us as Christians, what are some things that will reassure us going through these hard times? Maybe it's people hating us because we're Christians, or us facing persecutions for our faith. What are some things that will remind us of victory as we're going through those things, or even give us peace as we go through?
Yeah, just meditating on the gospel, man. you know, knowing that the victory's already been won. It literally happened at a point in time in history.
Yeah.
And that victory ultimately wasn't about us. It was about God and His glory. And the fact that God's glory is at stake with these events taking place. And His glory is infinitely more important than anything else. I mean, anything else. The Bible makes it plain that the glory of God, Him receiving full honor and glory, is more important than anything else in the world. And that is what is backing us up as Christians. That's what we can stand on. And so that brings me a lot of confidence, man. You know, it really, really does. And so with that, I just think it's just the whole witness of Scripture, you know?
Yeah.
No, also, you know, Jesus promised that, you know, He promised us that we would be. He promised that, you know, they hated Him, so they're going to hate us, you know? And you know, it's you won't read that in the Bible promise book, you know? You know, you can go to the Bible promise book and you can read that He'll promise to bless your house if you do this, that, and the third, but you don't read that He promised that people would hate you and that they would revile you and that they would persecute you. And yeah, so just the fact that Jesus said it would happen, but He also said that, you know, in the end, the gates of hell won't prevail against the church.
Yeah,
brings me much comfort, man.
Tight, man. So you got this the last song that we're going to play from you today called Work in Pain. Talk to us about this joint right here, bro.
Yeah, so this is just at the end. I mean, so the album has been a lot of sharing personal experiences and maybe talking about some bigger, grander themes, big, broad theology. Some of it has been narrowed down, and I've kind of tried to paint a picture, and this is kind of like my call to arms. Christians, you see the chaos, you see the pain in the world, you've been recipients of grace, God has been gracious to you and saved you from that and brought you away from chaos and pain into joy and peace and rest. And so that should motivate you, and it should compel you to go out and to be and to give that to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, God's grace is not a grace of no action. It's a grace of intense war, and it calls us to action in this world. And so that track is basically me trying to communicate that to people. It's what it's not saying is that you have to work to please God. It's saying God is pleased with you, so that should make you want to work harder for Him.
Right. All right, y'all. So let's hop into this joint, Work in Pain by Sean DeMars, Yada the King Radio. Stay tuned, y'all. Here we go.
The Great Commission, do you believe in it? Will you go or will you send or be disobedient? Christ has not returned, this urge is immediate. The temperature is feverish, I know you getting tired. Ain't no time to sleep a bit, wake up, no sleeping in. Now why North Korea needs some Christians to be creeping in? Most of the world ain't got clean water for drinking. It's causing these diseases and they dying in the streets for it. Dying every day, sunken face, malnourished. Never heard of Christ, there's no church service. Throw your money in the plate, mistaking it for courage. I know you seen it on the news, ignoring it on purpose. Worthless is the faith that doesn't work to heal the hurting. Check the scriptures, James wrote it, you can know for certain. I'm working, I'm purging American churches from blasphemy to apathy. Tragically, even those who sit up in the pastor's seat ignore the pain, the short of gain. Record of fame, giving up rewards and gain. And Hebrew says that the short of blame, but there's still time, so if you will grind, you will find a way to serve. Make it hurt so beautiful, that'll make you feel fine. The line between nominal and doctrinal is real fine. The God of eternity is working this in real time. There's no tape, no rewind, so please grind for divine hope, direct approach like a beeline. I know you nervous, you gotta work it, stroke it like a feline. Let them see that bite while they barking like a sea lion. Can you see the flames? Can you see the flames? Can you feel the pain? Can you feel the pain?
can't because he saved you. So if you're labeled to attend the master's table, take the gospel to this hateful world, cause you're grateful. You're so grateful. Yeah. There ain't nothing left for you to do. Just work, work, work. Just work, work, work. Just work, work, work. Just work, work, work. Receive the grace of God. That should motivate you. It should compel you to go out and to grind for His glory. If you've received that grace, there's nothing left for you to do, homie. Just work.
Sources. My homies steady for that cheddar that we keep on us. That bread and that lettuce ain't edible, but feast on it. So be it, eat it, go put your teeth on it. Bite the bullet, they pull it, go ahead and be goners. Getting beheaded is a fetish of the street corners. I need a ledger for the skull. Writing Proverbs 26:11 on the wall. Like a reverend, but it's raw, like the essence. So I draw like a weapon, and I carve out a section of the floor for His presence. Realest thing you ever seen. Bloody body ripped like my shredded jeans. I'm blessed I get to carry round these heavy wings. Know what I mean?
Say just how I feel. And keep it G without no bottle or no swallow pills. That make you uneasy, feel free to get your dash on. I'm just being me like Halloween without a mask on. Cash on the floor, baby, where's your self-esteem? Get on that Proverbs 31 and see yourself a queen. Free yourself without the help from that promethazine. Around my finger is a metal belt, my wedding ring. It keep my pants off, now I got my hands off. Like I got the answer, hating is a cancer. Got a chance to see that light, cause I was picturing that death. Like a camera at a crime scene, and the victim is my flesh. Bleh.
Yeah. That right there is Eshawn Burgundy. Close your eyes, man. I like him a lot too, man. Sean DeMar said he really likes Dude. He said he want to get to meet Dude. Hey, man, we got to see if that can happen on Yachty the King Radio, man. That'll be dope. So, look, man, this is what we're going to do, man. First of all, got the album. How can people get this album? And if they want to contact you and share how this has helped them through their situations in life and different things, how can they do that, man? How can they contact you?
Yeah. So, you can get the album pretty much anywhere. You can get online music. You can get it from Amazon, iTunes, Napster. I didn't even know that place still existed. But yeah, you can get it anywhere. You can get online music, e-music, all that. And then if you want to get in contact me, in contact with me, which I don't really know why you would. I'm just playing, kind of. I'm just being serious. But if you seriously just like need to talk or you have any questions, anything non-related to music, anybody who wants to do anything other than send me their music, you can contact me at SeanDeMars@gmail.com. So just how my name is, SeanDeMars@gmail.com. I don't have a Facebook or a Twitter or anything, so you just got to hit me up on email.
All right, man. And that's really what it is. What's coming up next for you, man? We got to talk about this, man.
Yeah. As far as?
We know that you said this is your last album, but you're about to move to Peru. Talk to us about this move, man. This is crazy.
Yeah. So me and my wife and baby Patience are going to be going to Peru to run an orphanage there, Lord willing, and plant churches, Lord willing. So, yeah, that's the plan, man.
And talk to us about how that came to place.
Yeah, kind of always had a thought about doing it. Then, you know, kind of got busy with career and all this other stuff, and just became dissatisfied with the material Christian American life we were living, and went to Iraq and saw what the majority of the world was living in, and just felt compelled to be like Christ and leave all this good stuff that we have and go down to a lesser place, but for a reason. And we're thinking about going to different places. Our first thought was Afghanistan or Iraq, but my wife wanted to work with kids, and we had this opportunity in the Amazon, in the jungle, and so that's the direction that we feel like the Lord was leading us in, and that's what we're working towards.
Wow, man! So if y'all definitely, let's keep him in prayer as he embarks on that new part of his life, man. He was talking about it earlier. Definitely one of them faith moves, man. Scary places to be, but it's somewhere that God has him to be, man. And that's really what it is, man. Any last words you want to share with us, man, as we continue to wrap this joint up?
Stand firm in the gospel. Love God, hate sin. Stay in your word. See what it has to say. Let it shape you. Don't try to shape it. And, man, I just pray that anybody who's hearing this has been encouraged, and maybe you might think about laying your life down and going out and taking the gospel. There's officially 7 billion people in the world, and it's estimated at 2.85 billion of those people. That's almost 3 billion people live in unreached people groups where they have never heard of the name of Christ, or they've only heard it as a curse word. And there's no Christian witness, less than 1%. Almost half the world is going to hell. And I would just encourage you to pray and think about maybe going and taking the gospel to them, or finding out how you can get more involved in being a sacrificial giver. You know, if you're not going to go down into the well, maybe you can get your hands burnt from holding the rope. of those who are going down. And I just appreciate you having me on here, man. And you know, I don't really know why you would want to have me on your radio show, but yo, you got me on here. I'm thankful for it, and it's been great, man. I appreciate it, bro. Thank you.
Hey, man, we appreciate it as well, man. And it just definitely just brings a whole nother light to it. And, man, there's people listening to you, to what you're doing, man. And we just pray that they continue to be encouraged by what you do. And, man, you got to at least blog to let us know what's going on down there in Peru, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I got a Tumblr. My bad, bro. Yeah. If anybody's on Tumblr, it's Death by Billions. You can find me on Tumblr. I forgot about that.
So what is it?
It's Death by Billions. So Death by Billions. The
B.
Tumblr.com.
All right, y'all go check that out. That's his blog, man, and that's what it is, bro. We appreciate you for coming on, man, and we just pray that God would just protect you and your wife as you guys go down there, and that the ministry will be very fruitful as you guys go ahead and minister to these orphans out there, man.
Yeah, man, definitely.
All right, bro. You be blessed, man.
All right, brother.
All right, peace.
Thanks, man. Yep.
All right, y'all. Sean DeMars, man, came through, shared his story, man. We definitely got to take the gospel to some places that it hasn't been. Let me go to this song right here, man. SM Soldier. This song right here is called Preach Fire. You know what I'm saying? We got to preach that fire, man. Give them to them. Speaking of preach that fire, I was listening to Holla Fest the other day, his interview with Jen. Go ahead and look that up on YouTube, man. Shout out to the homie, Preach That Fire. Here we go. Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in. And I'm going to talk about the topic of the day in a second.
Strike a match, get it, lit your boy up like, ooh. I got that Holy Ghost fire from that jump light, ooh. Ever since I was filled by the spirit, you can hear it in my lyrics. Yes, I got the right stuff like new. Kids on the block, but I roll with the rock, with his eyes on his flock.
Good shepherd, homie.
It ain't a thing that can stop. He raised so I can knock his reign or his spot.
Check his record, Woden.
Like Jeremiah, got the fire in my bones so hot.
And my entire soul desire spitting flows that got
the Jesus all up in him, cause I'm cut from his denim. Oops, I mean his jeans, not the kind that drop
below a man's waist belt, missing ass. Who gon' represent the gang and gon' give you that?
I got that Holy Ghost fire in my bones, all shut up. Burn, baby, burn, though the feeling won't let up. The gates of hell scared, cause God's people fed up. So if you got that fire, go on, let me see you get up. A priest fire, I'm a priest fire. Holy Ghost down and my soul never tire. I'm a priest fire, I'm a priest fire.
Put your hands in the air, lift the name of Jesus higher.
Like flame on, hotter than napalm. My daddy's so super like hero, no cape on. Righteousness, yes, covers chest like an apron. Shield full of faith, fiery darts don't phase on. I get my praise on, if they want a clown like Ronald, I lift his name higher, get him fired like Donald Trump. Hands go up, marathon flow. Yes, I keep running like Forrest Gump. Is your stump rooted in the word? If not, you don't stack up like broken buck bed. Yes, the sun bled, even crumbs fed. The woman whose daughter vexed like, come get your healing. Yes, the master's arms open, right? Living water flowing out smooth like a broken pipe.
I got that Holy Ghost fire in my bones, all shut up. Burn, baby, burn, though the feeling won't let up. The gates of hell scared, cause God's people fed up. So if you got that fire, go on, let me see you get up. A priest fire, I'm a priest fire. Holy Ghost down and my soul never tire. I'm a priest fire, I'm a priest fire.
Put your hands in the air, lift the name of Jesus higher. I'ma keep on burning and yearning, you stay determined. I'm learning the current state of discernment. It's something foreign like German, my epidermis is hurting. I mean my flesh, it got murdered ever since the curtain was ripped. My fellowship is returning.
Some of y'all got that Hebrew boy type desire, surrounded by the flames, but you never catch fire. I'm so tired of preaching to the choir, so if you light me up, bet my flame burn brighter.
The Christ last instructions were to tarry for that Holy Ghost fire that was given in Acts 2.
it holds power. And not everybody anointed, so what you operating in?
I got that Holy Ghost fire in my bones, all shut up. Burn, baby, burn, no, the feeling won't let up. The gates of hell's dead, cause God's people fed up. So if you got that fire, go on, let me see you get up. A brief fire, I'm a brief fire. Holy Ghost down and my soul never tire. I'm a brief fire, I'm a brief fire.
Put your hands in the air, lift the name of Jesus higher.
This is real life. Real life. Can I be honest for a second? Yo.
All that I am.
Hey, hey,
hey.
All that you see. Hey. For real. This is real life to me. I'm struggling with my identity. Hey. I can't even see my way, cause 2020 vision ain't on me. No. Hey. Look at my dirty hands, look at my dirty clothes. Scuffed knees, dirty life with this dirty flow. I'm even dirty, south dirty to my tippy toes. Lord, I need you to cleanse me, make me white as snow.
Uh-oh,
I'm blind to the narrow. Cut off landlines, no connection to my cell phone. All alone, journeyman on this road alone. Recent hurts took the chime out my ringtone. Back to the beepers, hit me if you wanna. I'm irritated and really don't feel like being bothered. I'ma just need my Abba. Nuking these problems off land like dropping bombs, like Osama bin Laden and all. Here's my pride and all. You know what comes after, it's always the fall. So I fall. I am a man broken and torn, but you still love me, Lord.
All that I am.
Hey, hey. Struggling with my identity. Hey, I can't even see my way, cause 2020 vision ain't on me. No.
This is real life for me.
Yeah.
Why you keep loving?
Whoa, well, alright. Truthfully, this is a truth that gets a check. A move that tends to pick up what image the people give when they think of a sister. But they don't know about the gang banging and slanging cane that I was bringing. What? I would throw it up. Who shot you? Was the anthem that I would bump? I'll pump the trunk on ya. Oh, but you want me to be a lady and wear pretty skirts when I carry 380s? Ah, it's the puff puff pass. Let's not forget about the puff puff pass. Crystal meth, yes. Start of my addiction, contact with Christ delivered all my itches. Yes, it's true, my God delivers me. Sanctify my soul and now he's blessing me. Oh, a true high that I love to pass around like gray for porn.
Struggling with my identity. Hey, I can't even see my way, cause 2020 vision ain't on me. No.
Mr. Cold Song, Mr. Cold Stone featuring Trini. And that song is called Real Life. And we gotta get that real life, man. Once again, I'm sorry, man. My throat is good now, but I'm kind of clogged up. So some of the words be coming out kind of funny. You know, some people say, hey, you talk funny anyway. But hey, man, you know, it was a little bit more tough on me today. But anyway, man, let's talk about this topic of the day. Hard times, man. And hard times, let me just put this out there, they're going to happen to everybody at one point in life. Now, I'm not going to say that your hard times are going to be the same level as my hard times. I'm not going to say that you can endure the same hard times that I went through. I'm not going to say that, you know, vice versa. But I will say we're all going to have to go to a place where we're going to look at our life and say, man, I don't think I can get through this on my own. And when I say this, the reason why I say this is because a lot of times God will use the hard times in our life to get our attention. Now, some people will say, hey, man, does that mean that, you know, I'm not going to my life is not going to be a perfect life? No, I would never say that your life's going to be a perfect life. Even as a Christian, you're going to face hard times. But like as I said in the earlier today, it's not just about the hard times that you go through. It's about having a God that can help us through these hard times. Let's just talk about right now. We see a lot of Christians in other countries being persecuted for their faith. Now, us in America, we haven't experienced that on that kind of scale where they're actually killing you for your faith. We haven't experienced that, but we might experience people at our job ridiculing us for our faith. And in turn, it makes it difficult to work at the job because every time they're talking about something, they're talking about you indirectly or even to your face, they might say these things. But what I'm going to say about all of this is hard times, if we don't have God in our life, it will allow us to not only be defeated, but it will keep us down, man. And with God in our life, we are able to be able to stand through it. We can look and say, okay, it's not just me in this situation. I know that God is going to help me get through what I'm facing. And in hearing that, that will help us through these hard times, man. And I just want to encourage anybody out there that's having hard times in their life right now. It's going to get better. Just believe that it's going to get better. Keep your head up through the whole situation, man, because God is a God that in the end, it says we win. You know what I'm saying? No matter what your life is looking like right now, know that God has you. And look what you could do in this situation to ultimately get closer to God. And I don't want to belittle what you're going through. Just know that God is there with you, man. But how can you get closer to God through this situation, man? That's something that we have to look at. That's something that Job had to look at. Even though Job was a righteous man, there was still something that God showed him that said, hey, man, you still got to get closer to me. So that's my spiel on the topic of the day, man. If you got a topic, you can send that joint, man, to Yada the King. Just go to the website, yadatheking.com, and hit me on the contact. Don Christian, the warrior. I'm out. Gotta keep my praise unique,
cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada the King, Shabak the King, I yada the King, I yada the King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the King, Shabak the King. We out of the King, we out of the King.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on gospelnw.com.
I always gotta keep my
Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss a show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.
Let's go out with this joint, Chris Lee Cobbins featuring Pro. Hey. All About You. I'll catch y'all on the next episode. Life.
You see us rocking these shows and climbing these charts.
They might think it's about us. It's about the king.
All about you.
Chris Lee.
You.
Bro.
You.
All about you. Let's get it.
Motivation, that's what you are.
Yeah.
You're the only drink that I be serving in my bar. You're a vacation. Let's rent a car and drive me away from the stress that's killing my heart.
I'm
with it.
I'm down.
Let's get it. Now honestly, life to me worth a living.
Whoa.
And now you're looking at the man you see because of who you are and all that you've done.
For the hand on my heart, but then.
Time trouble is around, and I wanna thank you in the round. Made me fall in love, and I'll stay down.
I'm
with it,
I'm down.
Let's get it. Now honestly, life to me worth a living.
Whoa.
And it's getting better day by day because your love takes me higher in everywhere.
My life is a megaphone.
Unashamed.
And even no more words.